Welcome to SBS Radio Filipino, Mr. Nilo.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, can you please tell us more about this great news of URC's latest acquisition of Snack Brands Australia?
URC is very much delighted to share with everyone its recent acquisition of Snack Brands Australia. We closed the transaction last September 30, and today URC is a proud owner of Snack Brands, which sells very iconic brands and products, like, as you said, Cheezels, Kettle, CC's, Thins, Jumpies, and so forth and so on.
Talking about strengths and opportunities, what will Snack Brands Australia contribute to the URC organization?
As some of you may know, URC started to invest in Oceania 2 years ago with the acquisition of Griffins in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And the acquisition in Australia does is that it actually strengthens and allows us to consolidate our position in Oceania. It provides us a great, we know that both Snack Brands and Griffins have a great organization, they have excellent products, they have excellent technology, an excellent brand with a very robust market position in that part of the world. What this offers us is, first of all, within Oceania, we are now allowed to look at synergies between Griffins and their range of products in New Zealand, as well as that of Snack Brands in Australia. So we are trying to forge synergies between those two companies. Not only do we want to consolidate our position in Oceania, but what we can also provide is for their products to be sold at this part of the world. As you know, Australia has a popular, between Australia and New Zealand, there is only a, the population is barely 30 million people, but what we are offering right now is for them to have their products be sold in this part of the world where there are as many as 600 million people.
Yeah, bigger market.
So it is quite exciting for them. It also allows us, of course, to have to introduce some of our products, not just here in the Philippines, but our products all around Southeast Asia and find as well a market in both Australia and New Zealand.
All right. The Chief Executive Officer of Snack Brands Australia, Mr. Paul Musgrave, said that the acquisition by URC was a growth-oriented transaction. Can you please elaborate on this?
As I mentioned earlier, what this allows us is for Snack Brands and Griffins as a whole to find their own synergies and find markets for a wider range of brands and portfolio within Oceania. Mm-hmm. And as importantly, is for them to find a market for their products in our part of the world in Southeast Asia. And as you know, URC is present in all within Southeast Asia. We have manufacturing facilities and sales facilities, not just in the Philippines, but in China, Hong Kong, Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam, Malaysia, and of course now also in Myanmar. Mm-hmm. Not to mention we have also sales offices all across Southeast Asia. So we are very well established in this part of the world where there are 600 million people, a growing population, a growing middle class, and with a growing demand for more premium products that Snack Brands and Griffins has to offer.
Okay. Did I understand it right, Mr. Nilo, that you were saying a while ago that the brands of Griffins and Snack Brands Australia could have a market in Southeast Asian countries?
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. We have actually started to sell Griffins products here in the Philippines, as well as in Singapore, and just last month in Thailand, as well as in Hong Kong. But so we see the same thing happening for other brands that Snack Brands may offer.
But how about the popular snack brands of URC? Can we possibly see it in the Australian market or the New Zealand market in the future as well?
That is definitely a market that we are scoping for, but I think the bigger opportunity, as you know, as I said, Oceania, there are less than 30 million people between Australia and New Zealand, the bigger opportunities in Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, definitely. We will try to see how we can have our products there in that part of the world,
mm-hmm.
especially for you, the Filipino community.
Are we still going to hear more news of URC acquiring or partnering with Western giants in the snacks category in the future?
URC is always looking for opportunities to partner
mm-hmm.
With companies that bring a distinctive proposition that will enhance our business portfolio. So we are always in the lookout, but there is nothing after our snack brands acquisition. I think our hands are full, and I think a greater focus right now is for us to be able to achieve as much value from these recent acquisitions and partnerships.
All right. Before I end this interview, Mr. Nilo, please give a message to the Filipino-Australian community regarding this another big milestone for URC.
Okay, to our Pinoy family and countrymen in Australia, mabuhay ho kayong lahat. You make your country, you make us very, very proud. And I believe that you in Australia are actually bringing the world much closer and making it truly a better place. URC in its 60-year history has developed and built brands like Jack and Jill, Piatos, Chickpea, Magic, Cream O, Max, Cloud9, not just to the Philippines, but around the world. So we have grown our presence, not just in Asia, but also in Oceania. Our ambition as a company is to become the most loved snacking and beverage company, not just in Asia, but also in Oceania. And we look forward to your continued support to URC Snack Brands and Griffins. Maraming salamat po.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nilo Mapa, Executive Vice President and Managing Director for URC Branded Consumer Foods Group. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you very much.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.